One of the 19 Native Indian tribes in New Mexico is the Powaki Pueblo, just north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Originally settled around the time of King Arthur's death in Europe, it stayed undiscovered until the early 1600s by Spanish missions into the West. At the time of the Pueblo Revolt in 1680, the area became ravaged by external pressures and many people scattered to the neighboring tribes. During the time of reconquest of New Mexico, the Powaki Pueblo village was abandoned for 26 years. In 1706, five families resettled the area and the population reached 79 in 1712. Invaded by non-Indians in the early 1800s, Abraham Lincoln patented an official land grant and presented it to the governor Powaki. Further devastation came when non-Indians invaded the land again, a lack of water came to the area, crops became harder to grow, and a smallpox epidemic broke out. It later became abandoned once again in 1900, after the last Pueblo spiritual leader died and the governor left the reservation for outside employment. The Commissioner of Indian Affairs issued a call for all tribal members to return to the area in 1932. In 1934, only 14 members from the Romero, Tapia, Villarreal, and later the Gutierrez-Montoya families came back to the land and got rewarded a land grant for the Pueblo land base. In 1936, the land became a federally recognized tribal reservation. In 1973, the people of the Powaki Pueblo Reservation elected Thelma Tallachi, the first woman governor of the Rio Grande villages. The Powaki people help operate the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque with the other 18 Pueblos in New Mexico. After being settled over 1,500 years ago, the Powaki Pueblo people and the other Pueblos in the lands around them are still continuing their nomadic lifestyle today.